It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to our outdoor show here on KETR. You know, we've been doing this show for over 7 years, and I always mention that I enjoy doing it as much with you today as back when we first started doing the show years ago. We're going to do things a little differently today. I'm going to take you on a whitetail deer hunt with me. Now, obviously, this show was actually recorded 2 days before you're hearing it, and the outcome of this show, I don't really know yet. We're going to record the show in probably 3 different sequences, but it's going to be fun doing it. I'm actually in my pickup right now, driving up to Lamar County. I'm going to join my buddy, Mr. Alan Walker, up there. Alan and his partner, Jason Bolin, own Next Trip Whitetails. It's a hunting ranch up north of, northeast of Paris, more north of Blossom up there in Lamar County. It can't be very far from Red River County, but I'm en route up there right now, and we're going to join Alan. I'm going to get Alan to visit with us a little bit when I get up there and talk about the hunt. I'll be bow hunting. You know, bow season is going on right now, so I've got my Darton Maverick 2 all ready. I've been shooting it a bunch, and I feel very confident with my shooting skills, which is real, real important if you're a bow hunter. But the column, my outdoor column this week, is kind of tied into this week's radio show. If you're if you read my column, it's in the Greenville Herald Banner and 35 other newspapers around the state each week. But if you happen to have to read it this week, it'll be it's talking about deer hunting and how deer hunting has changed and gotten better in the last 30, 40 years. You know, I grew up not far from where I'm going to be joining Alan here. I grew up in Red River County, up north of Clarksville. My dad owned a little store called Dimple Store. The Dimple community, of course, is still there up on Highway 37. But back in the in 1960, to give you an idea, I was 10 years old. So back in those days, there were deer in Red River County. Not many. But thanks to restocking programs and habitat management, a lot of things came together to create the whitetail boom that we have today. There's lots of whitetail in the state of Texas and across much of the country today. Well, ranches like Next Trip Whitetails, where I'm heading, ranch managers like Alan and his partner, that's one reason that we have such good whitetail hunting. Now, my column had to do with high-fenced ranches versus low-fenced ranches. Now, as an outdoor writer for the past 28 years, I guess, I've hunted a lot of places from Mexico to Canada. I've hunted a lot of high-fenced ranches. I've hunted many, many, many low-fenced ranches. Just because a ranch is confined with a game-proof fence doesn't mean that the deer are not any more wild or sporting to hunt. There are situations, I guess, a little small property with no cover. I've never been to one like that because most of them are managed for hunters. You know, hunters want a challenging hunt. But Next Trip Whitetails, up where I'm going, is a high-fenced ranch. And I've talked to Alan a lot about it. He's actually been my guest on a lot of the radio shows, and I've interviewed him a bunch. There's no contact with the deer. It's not like they're in a small pen. I mean, they're out on the ranch, just like any whitetail deer would be anywhere. But the difference is these deer, they're not 3 miles down the creek, and the genetics and the food and everything can be taken care of right there. In other words, these deer come from big genetics, big-bodied deer, big antlered bucks. They're the ones that they breed in there and raise deer. So that's kind of my column had to do a lot with that. And, you know, I've hunted some ranches, some low fence ranches, and I alluded to that a little bit out on way out in far west Texas years ago. An old boy, a buddy of mine, invited me out there to hunt, and he had a guy, the ranch manager out there. It's about an 8,000 acre ranch out there. They raised mostly, you know, goats and sheep back in that day back there out in Slicker County. Well, we went up. He was giving me a tour of the ranch the first day we got there, and he ground his cigar butt out at a feeder, and he said, "I want these deer to know what humans smell like." These were the tamest deer I've ever ran into anywhere. Not really tame, but they weren't. They knew what people were, and the place had minimal hunting pressure. The next morning, I shot a good buck with my bow the first 10 minutes out of the box, you know. But was those deer on a free range? I mean, they were low fence, but was that any different than hunting them on a high fence ranch? I think the ranch where I'm going to hunt tomorrow morning is going to be way more challenging than that, because I know for a fact these deer have little contact with humans. So the point is that I'm trying to make, a lot of people have never hunted a high fence ranch. They can be every bit or even more sporting than hunting on a low fenced ranch. So play like you're in the truck with me here. We got about another hour to drive, and we're going to get up there. And next, we're going to talk to Alan Walker, talk about tomorrow morning's hunt. And like I say, I'm recording this ahead of time, so I don't know the outcome of the hunt. The only thing I know for sure is we're going to have a good time. Well, folks, as I promised you, I've driven all the way down here to north of Blossom, up in Lamar County. And next trip, whitetails, been out here a couple of hours. I want to introduce you to Jason and also Alan, the owners of the place. This is an awesome place. They've got lots and lots of deer. Actually, they're about to get winch. You may hear a winch working in the background. That's they're about to skin a doe. They've got a lot of extra doe, excess doe, that need to be taken this year. Might get over here and get with old Jason here a minute and find out just a little bit about it. Jason, that's a good fat doe right there, buddy. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, my name is Jason Boland. Very nice to meet you folks. Yes, sir. They got a lot of fat on them. We feed them pretty well here. They like that soybean, and it really puts the fat on them at 22% protein. They tend to get real big.
And, you know, we were talking, Jason, about an extra lot of does. You've got to keep the does numbers and the bucks in check, their numbers. But there's some hunting this right now available, does and, of course, the bucks, too, on your ranch.
Correct.
But you really need to get some doe hunters in, too, don't you?
Correct. We need to take several does, and we have some management bucks that need to go, and then we also have handful of very, very large trophy bucks that, you know, are just phenomenal. So, yes, sir.
The genetics and all in there. And that, folks, that might be something if you're looking for a place to hunt, something you might want to think about, you know, the doe hunting. And you can get, it's a good opportunity for people to come in for a very economical doe hunt, you know.
Yes, sir.
And it helps you gets the numbers down, but it also introduces them to what you got.
Yes, sir, it does.
Nice fishing lake here, well stocked, a lot of stuff to, well, it's a whitetail hunting ranch is what it is, but there's other stuff, fishing and a lot of other things too.
Yes, sir, it's hard to get bored here.
Exactly. Well, I've only been here a short time, folks, and I'm going to hunt a couple of hunts and, you know, see if I can get a management buck, what we call a management buck. Some people call them that. It's, to me, the 130 to 140 class deer is a more than a, it's a big old deer, you know. Mm-hmm. It's for many, many people. But I'm going to try that with my bow. I've got my dart and bow here shooting good, and we're going to spend a little time. And if it happens, like I told you when we started our show today, I don't know what's going to happen. Hunting's hunting, you know. But from what I've already seen probably 15 or 20 bucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're here. They're definitely here.
Well, I want to hook everybody up with you. And folks, remember this, on the KETR website, I'll put the number and, you know, their phone, how you can contact them. It does little good in my writing or radio or whatever, just for me to go out and meet new people and find new places to do stuff outdoors if I don't connect you with it. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to hook you up with them. Jason, Facebook is a good way to connect with you, right?
Yes, sir. Alan usually takes care of the Facebook stuff, so his phone number is what's your number, Alan?
I tell you what, see, now we're live here, folks. We're live. That's all. Yeah. If we had a little video here, Alan is in the middle of working on a doe. Alan, thanks for inviting me out here, buddy.
Oh, man, it's been a pleasure, you know, and just, it's just making memories, having fun, you know, and meeting folks, and that's what it's all about, you know.
That's what it's all about. But people that do want to come out and do some of this themselves, mm-hmm. You're a good contact, but you can go to Facebook.
Right, you can go to Facebook and look up Next Trip Whitetails. We're on Facebook. There's a lot of pictures, a lot of videos, and stuff like that. And sorry for the inconvenience of not posting a lot of pictures of us, but we're usually in work clothes, and just so we ain't too photogenic. But we're gonna take some pictures so you guys can see what we look like, and you know, get a better recollection of what's going on. But look us up at Facebook, and then look us up at www.nexttripwhitetails on the internet.
Yep, and then we'll leave a phone number here just to leave the number here again. We've got plenty of time for me to hunt and maybe do some fishing too, but I would hate to come down here and not partake of some of the fishing, you know what I mean? I've seen the pictures of all that y'all have caught out here, some big old bass, catfish, and some of those hybrid brim, right?
Oh, yeah, we got the big hybrid brim in here. They're still growing, you know, but you know, ain't nothing to catch one about 3/4 pound or a pound.
That's a big one. Well, okay, so Next Trip Whitetails. Mm-hmm. That's where we can, y'all can find, track them down.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can call us at 214-407-3533.
Folks, and also remember this, I'm gonna, KETR website, you can always go there, and these shows are archived forever. And, you know, you can go a year from now and just look up this week's show, and you'll see the phone number and all that kind of stuff to contact. But the main thing I want to do is get the point across. It's a close-in place and up in northeast Texas, and it's a fun deal. Lots of deer. If you don't have a place to hunt deer, give old Alan a call. Alan, you've got to get back on that doe. Give us the number one more time.
It's 214-407-3533.
Well, folks, we're just about out of time for our show. I appreciate, like always, all of you tuning in. And do remember the website. You can, maybe you're not up early to listen to this live, but you can always go to KETR and just look up local programs, and you can listen to this segment and all of them for years to come. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.